Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What's happening, boys?
What's happening, mate?
What's the crack?
Okay. What's the crack?
I'm not too bad, mate. I'm a photographer, and my name is Ali.
Yes,
nice to meet you. What's happening,
man? You look familiar. I know that voice. That rings a bell. Ali, have I seen you before from somewhere?
I think so, maybe TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah, well, this is the working class podcast. Just sit down. Have you on, miss here?
I would love to, man. Don't ask me any personal questions, though.
Oh, well, we're not going to do it. We'll see what happens. Sit down. Have you on, miss, big man?
I've seen people started to go around handing, like, wee notes out.
Yeah.
Is it? They're handing, like, they're handing notes out and says, like, to dear stranger, you're beautiful, keep going or something.
Yeah, like a cane message on them, yeah. People stick them to the green boxes
and
all
as well. I wanted to, like, do that, right? And have the wee music in the background and write a wee note. But see, on note, I was just draw a big dick. And just hand it. And just walk on.
There you go, mate. They just don't miss a big dick. And it just makes you feel like a dick. And then you're like, fuck's sake, they got me. Oh, it's a good idea.
Like, I was just looking to be a messer, mate.
Oh, Gam's a prankster.
I can't try and be serious sometimes, but yeah. Just I'm a bit of a messer.
I can't mess around now with my own account because I've got so many followers. I don't want anything messy.
Yeah,
people take you seriously now.
Only take one bad comment or one bad message to put my account down. You know, it's very hard to get recognition, a reputation. You know, like once you're
you don't want to ruin it. Yeah, 100%. When I was voice noting you, I was talking about Fastlane, so he was like, on the podcast, can you?
Slow down.
You're not the only one. There's people from this country who can't understand me.
When I watch your podcast, hard to understand, but here it's fine.
Yeah.
It's maybe because you can read lips and stuff. I think on a voice note, it's...
To be fair, we do speak fast. Like,
see, when I go on holiday, I get called the Tasmanian Devil.
Especially with fog in him.
I mean, as soon as I leave Belfast, no one can understand me. I was surprised this podcast done so well because... this couldn't go out
if you're not from Belfast,
because they're not going to know what the fuck I'm saying, and I feel like I'm trying to slow down here just so you, but you're living here 16 years, I'm sure you've grasped the Belfast accent.
I don't mind, I understand the accent, you know?
Can I ask you what was the decision that made you go, right, I'm going to Ireland?
Actually, I was living in Manchester.
Oh yeah, Manchester.
Yeah, I was living in I was working in Manchester as well, and I had a few friends was living here before in Port O'Donnell, like, you know, so I came here for holidays just to see them, you know.
Yeah.
How long were you in Manchester for?
About just over a year.
Good. Oh, I've only been for like nights out and stuff. I haven't really stayed there, but it's a good spot. Like,
not a big fan of England, you know.
Nah.
Did you hear it? Is it better here?
A lot better here.
Yeah.
It's overcrowded, I think so, you know.
It is all right, yeah. especially Manchester. I lived in Liverpool for a while, but when I've drove through Manchester, then the only way I could compare both cities, Liverpool's a bit more built up, but everything's close to each other, whereas Manchester, everywhere was going, it looked like a bit of a shithole, and then you're going, right, maybe we'll go to this bit and it'll look a bit better, but everywhere was just the same, it was like a shithole, you know what I mean?
It's like very overcrowded, you know, wherever you go, you have to pay for parking, you can't find the parking, you know.
Yep. Do you not think, well, Liverpool especially, but Liverpool and Belfast, and maybe Manchester, very similar, compared to parts of England, like London, would be nothing like us, but I feel like Manchester and Liverpool and Dublin and Glasgow would be very similar.
Yeah. I've been to Newcastle recently. Newcastle.
Upon Tyne.
I think the people are very, very nice, same like here.
Yeah, the Geordies.
I don't know Geordie, but...
Can you do a Geordie accent?
No.
I
can't do the Belfast accent.
Could you do ours?
What's a crack?
That's so warm. That's all I need. Yeah.
But to start,
what's a crack will get you far in this piss.
Did you do his accent?
Fuck. I don't know. Say something.
I'll say you something.
He got us cancelled.
I don't know.
No, I'd love to be on the camera, but unfortunately, like, you know, I need somebody to video me.
Would you not try and get someone involved and they record you asking Emmons and you could sort of have a three-way dynamic?
I don't want to pay somebody, like, you know.
I know what you mean.
That's what I'm saying. I can't even make a living out of it. I don't make any money, so how can I pay someone, you know?
Yeah.
But mate, there has to be ways you can make money on through them followers. There has to be.
How?
You could...
I can beg, like, give me one
pound
each.
Start a GoFundMe.
People, like, there's a lot of companies need advertising, and
yeah,
you have a platform that people would happily pay for.
I have done it before, but most of the people from Abbott, they're looking for, like, they asked me to do it for free. I said, I refuse.
What about a Patreon? You could start a wee Patreon.
No, I won't. You could, but
I have refused loads of people.
What about OnlyFans?
Get the text out. You would definitely make a few quid on that.
Make a fortune.
What?
So a couple of actually the like is ice cream shops, sweet shops, and all that. They contacted me, but they're like, can we do it for free?
No,
they don't want it.
See, in this day and age, you don't get none for free. You don't give handouts, mate. You work for it, you've done it yourself, you grow your platform, you don't give handouts.
And see, the cameras, they're like a car. It's like a mileage running up. Like, if you're taking pictures, if you got like 100,000 pictures, camera is done.
Yeah. Is that right?
Camera is done for 120,000 pictures, done. Throw in the bin.
Jeepers.
Well, so when you're throwing yours in a bin, give me it.
It's just a body, there's no point for it.
Does it actually stop working after that money?
It just shutters, breaks, and so many problems in the camera, you know? And then if you want to fix it, it's going to cost you another few £1,000. It's better.
So you're better off getting a new one? Exactly. It's like phones these days.
It's like a car, like, you know? It's like a car.
So could you not go full-time photography?
Or you give me a job, I'll go full-time.
Just
find me a job, I'll go full-time tomorrow.
Like, we're a type of following, mate. I would just assume your inbox is just constant. But do you even advertise for bookings? Because
Sometimes I did. But the thing, I get bookings, you know. Don't take me wrong. I get bookings for weddings. But they're like not as many as I wanted. But some people are still... People looking for free pictures, to be honest. They ask me, can I book you for... My shoot for an hour. So how much are you gonna charge? I charge £150 an hour. Oh, can we do it for free?
Why do I for free? What's wrong with people?
It's crazy.
You don't get none for free. It's
And to be honest, they don't realize the camera is so expensive. You know, if you go and just Google it, how much Nikon Z6 camera and how much is the 85mm lens, 1.4, just the lens itself is over $2,000.
Then the effort that you're going into taking the pictures at different angles and editing and them or whatever
the camera
else.
Is nearly £1,500.
Are you working full time?
Yeah, I'm a taxi driver, you know.
Yeah, full-time driver.
Fake taxi?
Oh, no, I work for fun again.
Yes. So you'd be in the town a lot then?
No, I don't. I work in Portadown.
Oh, do you?
I don't work here.
You'd probably make a few quid on the weekends in the city centre, phone a cab about here.
I don't come to the city centre, that's what I'm saying. Well, I work in Portadown. I work in a country.
What do you think of taxiing? Is that all right?
All right, no, not really.
The only good thing is you're your own boss. There's no one telling you what to do. You can sort of... come and go as you like, really.
But the thing is that there's no future in it.
Yeah.
You know, as a professional.
I know, it's like...
Once you get older...
It's soul destroying, isn't it? It's like just having that thought, like I'm just paycheck to paycheck. You can't really... You're never going to fucking...
You're not going anywhere. You're just stuck there forever.
I think like that every day in my life. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm 30. How old are you? How old are you?
I don't want to say that.
Do you want me to guess? 35?
Yeah, close.
Yeah.
20. Oh, I was going to say 29. That's being generous.
29,
man. Up or down from 35?
Just all right. Just next question.
33. 33. Yeah. We'll say, we'll call him 33. Yeah. In between.
So your name's Ali?
Ali Said.
Ali Said.
So talk about taxis. I've been driving taxi for almost 10 years. And see, to be honest, if you're working somewhere else, for example, if you're doing podcast, you're learning something every day. Like, yep. You're learning about the camera, you're learning about the audio, you're learning about everything. But yeah. See, in taxi, you don't learn anything.
Just a couple of shortcuts and that's it.
And all your, loads of negative thoughts come to your mind, you know. Because when people are drunk, they talk to you bad, they make you make your car mess. Whenever you go home, then you feel like, what I'm doing, like for sake of a few extra pounds, you know.
Soul destroying, it is all right when you're doing something that you don't enjoy doing and you know that it's not your passion, but you're just doing it for the sake of getting the money up. You're sitting there the whole time while you're doing it, you're just questioning it, going, I don't know. I'm the same every day in my work because all I want to do is rap.
I honestly believe you haven't heard of him, but I honestly believe he's the best rapper in this whole, on this island, from north and south. I think he's lyrically upper for the best, mate. He really is. I break down his rhymes and go, how the fuck's he putting these words together? And like, it's too...
You're right, yourself.
It's fucking... Wow. I'm not even just blowing smoke up his throat here. He's the best. And he's working on a fucking building site where he should be headlining shows, mate. But that's what we're going to do. I'm booking him a show and he's going to do it and we're going to sell it. And you'll hear his name in lights next year, mate.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled, people. There's a big announcement coming soon.
Very soon.
Big gig.
We're going to do a tap, mate. You can come with us. You take our pictures.
Don't forget me.
Ali's going to do all the photography on the gig as well, just to make it better. And then he's going to drop everyone home in his taxis as well after. So Ali's doing the rounds that night.
You're obviously Muslim.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Are you big into your religion?
Yeah. Being a Muslim, you know, I'm very practicing Muslim. I pray 5 times a day.
Perfect.
You know, prayer give me very peace in my life. You know?
5 minutes each time.
5 minutes each time.
Yeah, there's a guy I work with, and I'm a courier.
So I wake up every morning 6 o'clock, no matter what time I go to sleep. 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Yes. Let me talk about my religion now. You know?
Yeah, go ahead. Work away, boss.
So, being a Muslim, you're like, you know, you're not allowed to drink alcohol, not allowed to have sex without marriage. You know.
Are you married?
Of course. Yeah. So I'm not allowed to have sex without marriage, you know.
Not allowed to gamble.
No gambling, no drinking.
No bacon.
No bacon. No.
Wow, that's a crap religion, mate.
And then, as I said, I only start praying from last few, like I would say 2 years ago. I was a proper Muslim. I was like practicing Muslim, but wasn't that much. But I got sick, like, you know, from last few years ago. Yeah. I got hepatitis E.
Did you?
You know, E is like a kind of a food poison, you know. And I was in Royal Hospital for 2 weeks.
What gave you? Food?
Food, you know.
Do you know what yet? Do you know where it was? So we can avoid it?
And the swear to God, then the doctor was saying you might have to transplant your liver, you know.
Seriously?
And so I was crying in that room for almost 1 week, just crying, and talk to Allah. Allah, please give me a life, you know. I don't want to
die. Is that your God? Is that Allah, the name of your God?
Yeah.
And since then, I said, like, I don't want to stop praying, you know. And to be honest, I got out from the hospital without any medication, without nothing. After 2 weeks, doctor said, your blood count is getting better and better. So
the negative thoughts, they go away when you start to be praying and you sort of look at what you're grateful for.
And since then, almost maybe more than a year now, I never skip a prayer.
Do you do Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah.
Is that hard?
No, it's so easy. And I play cricket. So while I'm fasting, I play cricket as well for almost 6-7 hours.
Pakistan they have the best cricket team, don't they? They're very famous cricket team.
It should be, but top 4 or 5, I would say, in Pakistan.
And
England, Australia, India, Pakistan.
Who was the guy? Chander Paul or something he used to play for?
Chander Paul from West Indies.
West Indies, so I asked him. Really,
West Indies is a good side as well.
There's nowhere in Belfast. Play cricket? I've never seen anyone ever
sort
play
of all, I would say almost 30-40 clubs in Northern Ireland.
Is there?
Yeah.
I've never even seen it. I think it's the most bonus sport ever. That and golf, I feel it.
For me, like, you know, cricket is just like, it's in my blood, you know. It's not being a Pakistani. It's in their blood. It's like same like you like football or maybe Gaelic or hurling or something.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what
cricket
you mean.
Is just like in blood. So I play as well.
You're born into it.
Many people's on a cricket team. 11. What do they all do?
One side, you know.
I've never watched the cricket. Never.
Yeah. I've tried to watch it, but it's never like
even tennis would bore me sometimes.
Wimbledon, Djokovic.
I think the goat. Just football. I couldn't even watch a rugby match.
When I was in the hospital, in the Royal Hospital for a week about 2 years ago, I never watched tennis. Hated tennis. Just any time it was on, I used to go, fuck God. At the time, my phone was broke and I was in the waiting area for like 17 hours and the only thing on the TV was Wimbledon. And so I just got into it and just started watching it and I was like, you know what? How have I never watched this before? This is really good.
They have rallies for like 4 hours, don't they?
Oh, your man, right. Djokovic, he looked like he was getting beat every time I watched and he just kept coming back and winning. I was going, what? This is lethal. So it's 1 a.m. ones. You never.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Know until you watch it, but I can honestly say I've tried to watch cricket and I haven't got
cricket
the same
is just feeling. Like a more, I would say, it's a technical game as well. You have to understand what's going on. So many rules in a cricket.
Yeah.
You know? Is at a time, there's only two players that are playing and bowler is bowling, you know, and the rest of them are fielding. They're still a part of a game. You have to be just a little bit more focused, you know, I would say.
Have you ever went to like one of the cricket games, like in the World Cup or anything?
Yeah,
or?
I've watched a few Ireland games as well, in Belfast, in Dublin.
Ireland won, didn't they? Who were they playing? England, I think, and they beat them. It may have been like last year or something.
2 years ago.
Oh, I remember
it. The Ashes cricket?
Ashes between Australia and England.
Well, what is it? Is that cricket then?
Ashes is like one of the test series between Australia and England. Back in the days, there's something they call Ashes, you know.
Right.
There's a big thing, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the biggest watch sports. The Cricket World Cup. I've seen a stat. What was it? It was like one of the most viewed all around the world events. Was like the Cricket World Cup final or something. One of the finals in cricket. I couldn't believe it because I thought like it would have been like the World Cup or like a boxing fight or something. But cricket, I was going, Jesus, or is it? It's just us because we don't watch it and we haven't really seen it. We think that it's like that around the world, but it's not.
Is there a league? Is there?
Yeah. We play in a league.
Are you in a league?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is a Premier League, like same like football, then Section 1, Section 2, Section 3. The proper league, like in the NCU, Northern Cricket Union. There's a cricket union as well. And every cricket team have like a pro as well, like if they come from abroad. Very similar to like a football, you know.
Is
like
there a referee in all these games?
Yeah, two umpires, we call it. Two of them.
The umpires, that's like the same. When I played for a football team, we would have had to train on like a Monday or Wednesday or like a Tuesday and a Thursday before the game. Would it be similar to cricket? Would you just train like twice a week before you played a match?
Every club is different. Our club train on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Right.
I play for Lurgan.
Lurgan. Up a Lurgan, boys. Lurgan cricket squad.
Is a lot of people from Pakistan on that team?
No, just myself.
Just you?
Fair play.
I feel like Pakistan.
But they need you in there too because you're the maestro, you know what I mean?
Loads of clubs from Belfast have loads of Pakistani players.
I always hear they're one of the better teams. I don't have no interest in cricket, but I always know Pakistan's good for it. They're good at it.
They're okay, like, you know, yeah. Sometimes they lose games and sometimes they win. There's hit and miss.
It's like Brazil in the World Cup.
See in Pakistan, think, do you all speak the same one language?
No, so many languages in Pakistan. But the main language is Urdu.
Is that the language you speak?
Yeah, that's what I speak.
Because I know in India there's like fucking 200 languages.
Same in Pakistan. Not 200, but yeah, I would say 40, 50 languages in Pakistan.
So could you not understand someone at the other side of the island?
That's a thing, no?
That's insane.
You wouldn't think that, like, so, like, would you get people who are like Hindus as well in this in Pakistan or yes. like yeah, like
what Pakistan? I would say 70 to 75% are Muslims, or maybe 80% are Muslim. Then Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, yeah. any religion you want, any religion you name it, they're there.
Some of them just don't care and like drink and all. And don't they?
It's hard to find the alcohol in Pakistan.
See the girls in Pakistan. Do they wear the things?
No. You know the way you would go to Amsterdam, like, and you would go down. There's a red light district, wall of women, and you wouldn't get that in Pakistan. Like, no.
Very professional. Are they no bars?
No bars.
But if you discos go, or anything?
No discos. No hidden discos. Like,
what do you do for fun? Like I know that's my sound.
Play cricket.
That's exactly what I do for fun.
But what we do, like, you know, see the boys, we sit down and outside, like, you know, when the weather is warm, we sit down outside the home,
have
a cup of tea and talk to each other. That's basically make fun.
Just enjoying life.
And play cricket. Cricket is, you go to every single street, people are playing cricket. Every single street. Really? Night, day, morning, anytime you go.
Is your family still there?
Yeah.
Do you go back in for the holiday? Yeah, try to go
once a year.
Nice and warm, mate.
It's hard to afford. See, tickets are so expensive.
But is there like a tourist part of Pakistan?
If you go to mountains, loads of people that go from here.
Yeah.
People from Ireland go to mountains. Go to Islamabad. Loads of vloggers go to Pakistan. They make videos.
I had an Uber guy when I was living in Australia. He was from Pakistan, but he was Hindu, and he was showing me the Krishna, and he gave me the book and stuff, and that's where he told me to go. If I says I would love to visit Pakistan and India, and would love to go when I'm doing traveling, he says to go to the mountains. That's what
that's when loads of European people go to mountains.
Would you have like any animals in the mountains, like tigers running? No, where's that? Asia, is that?
No, well, you get them in India and stuff as well. Like, you get tigers.
You got up like a proper, like, you know, mount. The people, they have like a camp. They will help you. They'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, proper, like they assist you in your travel. Because that
they make money as well.
See for the pound, what rate do you get them? Like,
we get nearly about 350 rupees.
Like pesos.
Pesa.
So say a can of Coke in your country.
I think so, about 100, 150, 200 maybe.
So by 40p?
Yeah, something like
that's
this.
That's madness, isn't it? We should go over, buy a load of Coke and just bring it back here. Sell it for...
Like a fake run when you get a Coke run.
You can buy fakes. Fakes are so cheap.
Coca-Cola.
What?
Fakes are so cheap.
Fakes? Do a lot of people over there smoke cigarettes then?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Even though if you're practicing, like a Muslim, can you still smoke?
Well, technically, I think so. It's not allowed, but people still smoke. You know.
What about the ganja?
Of course, big no.
Big no.
Big serious?
Because no. Is that classed as a drug then, of basically? Course, yeah. Know.
But some people don't even class that as a drug. Like, so would you not agree in like painkillers or because marijuana could be like?
Yeah, man, it can be used like, medically.
People make excuses like, you know, yeah, I have a problem. Can I
take it?
Yeah.
A sore leg, need a joint.
But as I mentioned earlier, if you're a practicing Muslim, like, you know, you will automatically you don't want this thing, you know, in your life. But you have to be like close to God, close to Allah.
You can't transition into Muslim, don't you?
You can't
Andrew Tate done it, didn't he?
Do you want to do it? I can do it now if you want.
I said this to a couple of my mates before, right? See, people always ask us now, like, what's your religion and blah, blah, blah. Like, I was christened a Catholic, right? But if I had a choice, I would say I'm more like of a Rasta or a Hindu or a Buddhist because I'm all about peace. But I like the Muslim culture and respect the Muslims a lot more than I do the Catholic Church or Protestants because I agree with what you do. It's even, I was watching a documentary when you go to kill the animal, the halal, like the animal knows to surrender already before you kill it.
We pray as well before they kill the animal.
Yeah, the animal knows, like say they're going to kill a goat or something. The animal knows, like they do something behind its ear or something or they touch it and it knows to just put its head in this position to get killed. Right. It's mad. I've seen a video.
Can he chant you into...
Oh, I'll do it.
Can you make him Muslim?
It's not a fun
thing. No, it's not for fun. The only thing I can tell you is I'll stay away from drink. I'll stay away from most things, but maybe one or two. I can't promise like I'll stay away forever. Like,
being a Muslim is a good
thing.
Like,
it's a good thing. So is he not Catholic no more? He'll be Muslim? Is that... Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll do it. Can you do it?
I'll do it. Yeah. We'll do it. I'm being serious. Like,
Go, can you do it, Ali?
You have to think about it before. Like, it's a big thing. It's a big commitment, you know?
Yeah.
It's a big commitment. Like, make sure you say no to your girlfriend. I don't want to have sex with you anymore.
I've been practicing celibacy from I've come back from Australia. Like, I'll tell you that.
What's happening?
Girlfriend, nothing before marriage. Even none of that. No porn.
No
folks,
porn.
Stay away from porn. It's bad for your brain.
Porn is so bad thing.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Rats your brain. That's what I mean. I'm more closer to being a Muslim than I am being Catholic. A Catholic. Do you know what I mean?
We had a priest on last week.
Is it?
Yeah, a Catholic priest. He was on last week.
But Catholic religion and Muslim religion are very close, you know? Very, very close religion.
I think most all religions, see if you take the best part out of all religions, it's all very almost similar. Identical, yeah.
You know that Muslims, Christians, Jewish, and one or two more, they're very close.
I believe
very
that too.
Very similar.
And their beliefs and stuff.
I mean, like here, a lot of people just don't take religion serious.
Yeah,
like
which is very sad, you know?
It's from when we were born, it's just never really... It's just not
if
really
you take a religion very seriously.
Yeah, but well,
I'm not an Islamic scholar and I'm not a religious scholar, but I'm just saying from my personal own experience, no matter who you are, Catholic or Protestant or Jewish,
yeah.
If you take your religion seriously, it will give you peace in your life. Like, and it will give you like a... Your goals will be clear in your life. Like, what do you want to do? That's what I'm saying. Like, I pray 5 times a day. No matter what time I go to sleep, 3 o'clock, 4, I wake up 6 o'clock every morning to pray. And then I pray 1 o'clock. Then I pray about 3 o'clock. Then about 7 o'clock. Then about before I go to bed, around 9 or 10 o'clock.
You're strict on yourself doing it. No one's telling you to do it. You know you're just doing it off your own accord.
Between me and Allah, you know, nobody's watching me while I'm praying.
Why them times? Why not do it like during the day when you're awake?
It's a certain time, like, you know, the time for the prayers. But when the first prayer is when the sun is rising, before the sunrise. Second prayer is like just after the midday. Second prayer is third prayer actually just before the sunset. And the last prayer just almost the sunset. Second last prayer. And the last prayer is just before you go to bed.
Ali, can I ask, see the bacon, the way you can't eat bacon, is that because you think pigs are dirty?
There are loads of reasons. Because as
or
I said,
I'm
not an Islamic scholar, but that's what I learned. That's what I read of the books. Like, you know, there's a very good, very bad for your body as well.
Yeah.
If you read on the, if you Google it.
Yeah, the horrible animals.
They're horrible animals. It's very bad for your body as well. Good,
yeah.
Gives you like a cancer.
Yeah.
Carcinogenic.
Cancer cells
is,
give you heart disease and all that. High in fat.
Can I say something as well? Just in terms of religion, like, I wouldn't go to mass every week and dip my hand in the holy water and bless myself, and like, but every single day when I wake up and before I go to sleep, I count my blessings. Like, I would say, right, I'm grateful that I'm lying in my bed. I'm grateful of my granny and my granda and my mummy, and you know, like all stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it's like you're counting your blessings. You're saying what you're grateful for. And it's not like as if I'm saying Hail Mary, full of grace, and all. And but it's still in a way, you're still sort of it's like a prayer. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
What would happen if you were to like eat a sandwich and there's bacon in it and use it by accident?
We make
Has
sure
that happened?
No, that would happen.
Well, what would like? Do you, would you think?
Would you
have to pray or something?
It would never happen anyway.
I've worked in a few restaurants and some people have got dished out a bit of pork and it's meant to be beef sometimes. Like, I know
but
for a fact.
It could happen. Like,
yeah.
You know, it never happened to me, but it could happen to anyone. But Allah will forgive. God will forgive you. Like, you know?
Yeah, because it wasn't your fault. It wasn't their fault. They didn't know exactly. Yeah, I know what you mean. It wouldn't be like the worst thing ever. Like,
see, first time when I came here, first time, very first time, I couldn't speak English, you know? And see that I didn't know nothing about I was only 21, you know? So when I came here, I didn't know, like, you know, I'm going to the...
I can work out your age now.
So when I came here, and I was like, yeah, I'm living here now, so how could I, what is the meaning of halal and haram? I didn't know, like, such thing called not halal, because I was living in Pakistan. Whenever we go to the shop, we never ask, like, is it halal or no? We just go and buy and eat.
Because it's always halal
where
you're from.
When I came here, I didn't know. So one time I bought the McDonald's with chicken burger. Wasn't the bacon, thank God. Was chicken burger. So I ate it. But somebody told me, like, did you ask is halal? I said, do I have to ask, like, is halal? I mean, yes, of course, you're living in here. Like, you have to ask every time.
Ask God.
No, ask
no,
the shopkeeper.
Like the person who's serving the food. But to be fair,
ask,
like...
If they ask what?
In the,
is,
like,
it
is it halal meat?
Is or is
meat
it vegetarian?
Halal?
I wouldn't know what that means.
Halal is like the blood's being drained from it.
Halal is like, you know, killing the
in a peaceful
kill
way.
In a peaceful, proper
so
way.
So, like, you just don't... Like, so like basically slaughter and you just don't like it?
Yeah, it's not like... it's.
So, if I buy the meat from Tesco, I don't eat meat from Tesco. We have like a... No, but funny enough, like, you know... I'm very thankful the government or whoever the own Tesco have like halal meat now as well.
Yeah.
Do they? Does it taste the same though?
Same, exactly. I don't know whether haram meat
tastes
like, you know,
the halal. Alright, to be honest.
No. I've noticed like maybe 20 years, maybe say roughly 10, 15, 20 years, there's been a lot of more shops opening up catering for Muslims, halal meat and stuff like that, whereas you wouldn't have really got that 10, 20 years ago over here.
They get more business.
I know, that's true. They're making their dough,
like,
yeah.
For example, like, you know, being a Pakistani, if I see like nice Irish restaurant, English restaurant, I would love to go there.
Yeah.
If they serve halal meat, why not? I would want to try something different. Because see, I'm eating at home Pakistani food. When I'm outside, I want to eat something different. I don't want to eat like, again, curry.
The same thing all the time.
Indian Muslims?
Yeah.
So you could just go to any Indian, they'll be
They can be Muslims. They're similar to Pakistan, where majority is Hindu, and then Christian, then Muslims as well.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
I forget. Like,
you just have to ask. Like, you're, no matter what foods place you go to, like, that's something like you always have to be cautious of if you're going to a different country. The only place, do you know that...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're safe is in Pakistan, where it's always going to be halal.
Even in Pakistan, there would be people that don't do it. There would be people that just eat anything.
No, but there's always halal food there and halal meat. Always. Oh, yeah. Because they know everybody is Muslim. Even if they're not Muslim, the way they kill the animals is halal way, you know.
Nah, I respect it big time. Like,
I've been to loads of countries, even for photography. I've been to Spain, I've been to Albania, I've been to Turkey, I've been to Poland.
Where's your favorite?
I would say, photography-wise, no.
Would you like to go?
I would love to go.
To see the pyramids? Apparently the people are fucking, they're meant to be, they just pester you. They just torture you. They try and, just tourists, they're just trying to get you to buy shit.
I think so, the people are very friendly from Barcelona. I was in Barcelona.
I was in Barcelona in the summer. It's very good, isn't it?
People are so friendly.
Did you go up to the mountains?
Yes.
It's good, it's nice up there.
Did you see the new camp? The stadium, the Barcelona stadium?
No.
Did you not go to
You go to the beach? Yes. The beach, and they have like the workout station beside the beach where you can sit and do the pull-ups and dips or anything. It was good. We actually, me and my mate, we shouldn't really be saying this on the camera, but...
Oh, yeah, sure. We're all for friends here.
So...
No, do not come.
Me and my friend decided to take magic mushrooms on the Barcelona beach at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and there's families everywhere playing, and... I started, the mushrooms started to work, started the effect, I started to hallucinate a wee bit. My friend, couldn't see my friend, but he was right in front of me, but he could see me, and he was saying, you turned into a frog. I was going, what do you mean? He's going, you're literally a frog. And then see, once he said it, I felt like I was a frog, and we were swimming about the water, and I was floating about, and then we got a wee bit more into the water, and I'm not the greatest swimmer, I'll be honest, so... We kind of got a bit far out, and I started, need to get back, and choked on a bit of water. And then when I choked on the water, I've been sick. And when I've been sick, all the wee baby fish were eating my sick in the water.
Did that really happen?
Oh, I swear to God. That's, this summer.
Who knows, you could have just been tripping. You could be lying at the top of your
Hey, well, this is it. This is it.
Turkey is nice as well, if you want to go. Have you been to Turkey?
Turkey? I would love to go to Turkey.
I've been 5 times. Turkey, I have a teeth done in Turkey. I need my hairline done too.
Show me your hairline.
No one has actually seen that shit. It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's all right. I've seen worse.
We go together.
You were seen too. It's here. It's
seen
up
a few
here.
Scary friends, yeah, same out here. There.
What about it? Are we look all right?
If I get like a discount, we go together.
I hear he knows the man. He can get
Murat,
you a discount.
Murat, he's my friend.
How much is he going to charge you like for hairline?
For the hairline? I think about 1,400 for the hair. I think If you want, if you want a set of boobs, it costs you $3,500.
As if we go together and we take a pictures, we promote their business, we get it for free.
Yeah, that's it. Marat,
get do your teeth as well.
No, I don't need teeth.
Now you have nice teeth, huh?
So obviously the photography, it's not a hobby, it's like your passion. So whenever you're going on a holiday, you're always going to be constantly shooting, no matter where you go.
I was on holiday, as I said, I was in Turkey.
Yeah.
So for first few hours, I was taking pictures of the people.
Do you like, so you've obviously takes hundreds of photos. Do you go back and look at them all? Or do you just like just taking them? See my phone. I have fucking 23,000 photos and I've never went back and looked at them. I record stuff and all, just don't even watch the videos. What the fuck?
The thing is that, no, I don't use the phone. Like when I take a picture through the camera, for example, when I make a content, then I go home, then edit nice 4 or 5 pictures, 10 pictures for myself, you know, for my content.
So that's what you enjoy then? You're making them up?
I love editing pictures, you know.
Yeah. Be like me, so I like anywhere I go, I have a wee bag with a book, just a wee pen, just to write, because sometimes if I'm lying in bed at night, something comes into my head, I'll go, oh, I'll remember it in the morning. You wake up, you don't remember it. So you have to have the writing it down constantly
You're getting older.
My memory shit, mate. Anyway, I smoke too much.
Your phone has notes in it.
Exactly. No, but it's that's not what I do as well. See, when you write it.
Any ideas, I write it down.
Yeah, everything I just write
down. See how many phones I've had, it's broke. All my rhymes and ideas and all is lost. The book always stays. You know what I mean? You could break your phone, smash your screen, you have to get a new phone, you can't get access to all them notes.
Mate, you want to see this day? I was sitting in the house, the door knocked, I looked out the window, seen a wee guy standing there with like a wee vest. And yeah. So I was like, open the door up, and your mom's like, meter reading. I was like, fuck.
You're looking in the house?
They wanted in, but so I had to like land on, I was putting the dog out the back. I says, wait there, mate. They put the dog out the back. So I closed the door. I went on top of Magnoff. Right? So.
Don't be putting this bed up, folks.
So he obviously took it off, stuck in my pocket, right? Let him in. And he came into the house. And I said, just in there, and the meter box is under the stairs. So he read it. And then as he was walking out, I stood out of the way to let him out. I just heard, bing! The magnet stuck me radiator.
Oh,
my pocket mate was
stuck in the radiator.
I just looked down and I just started laughing.
See, to be honest, that's not his first rodeo. They probably got that, you know what I mean?
He was just like, it just went, bing, my whole pot, I was just like stuck to him.
Like a wee Mr. Bean moment, you're like, oh, fuck me, like, can't let my chat. Happens to the bestest, bro.
You don't know what that is, would you?
I understand what it is.
A magnet, it's like slows your electric down.
Is it?
I don't know. It gives you cheaper electric. I shouldn't only be saying this on a podcast.
He will get you sorted. Cheap electric, mate, telling you need it.
So you work in like a industry in like making houses and stuff?
Yeah, at the moment we're behind the King's Hall on Boucher, or not Boucher Road.
Construction.
Isn't it? Yeah. What about yourself?
I'm a courier and take deliver parcels.
All right.
Yeah, just don't want to say the company on here, mate, because you just don't know who the fuck's watching.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Just in Belfast?
Yeah, what? Belfast. Mainly like Glengormley and Georgetown. In
the
round.
How can we get into the, like, I'm not a host like it.
No, but it's good. It's good. People
I'm just curious. I want to ask you something as well.
Part of it on the podcast.
How come, like, you know, you get into the podcast?
It was my idea. We had it. Liam's just joined in. The idea I had was, there's a lot of, I call them just characters in Belfast. You've probably heard of them, like Shazzy Schenkel. You ever heard of her? She's a character in Belfast for a lot of the wrong reasons. But people like to see what the fuck she does because she's
interesting. It's like when you take pictures of people, you want to show them in a good light where it's like not everybody's going to see them. He wants to get people on who...
And speak to them.
And like, shine a bit of light on them.
You'll maybe know this one. See the one that would have stood in the town as dressed as a nun?
Yes.
We have her on.
What do you call her?
Anna.
Yeah, she's like shouting
on
the town.
Oh, so we had her on. We had, you know, Jarvis Pelvis?
Yes, I know him.
Yeah,
I took his pictures as well.
Yeah, so he was on. So it's like all these characters.
What's the story about her?
She's locked up in a asylum in England. I came in contact with her. She's in like a hospital in she went to Newcastle or something.
Mental hospital.
Why? Because she's mental. No, mate, see, a lot of people got contact me and told me, like, she's an actor, she's not even, but so she, when she come up, here, she's a smart woman.
Her confidence level is up here.
She says to us on the podcast, this came out of her mouth, not mine, that she was a pole dancer for the Gardaí, like the guard, the police down in the south. And she was telling us all these mad things. She was.
And when I saw photography, and I was in the town one day. Like, I was hearing someone is shouting. I'm like, who is she? Like, and then I walked past her, and people were just cursing on her. You know, literally, people were cursing on her walking past.
I'm not surprised.
She stands in the middle of the road and all. But see what I noticed in Belfast. She got away with it. No one actually gave a fuck. As soon as she went to England, and she was standing in the middle of the road, she just went, "Me or you." In the fucking jail. They put her in a cell. She told us she was
But
in,
why? Because she wasn't it.
Because she's a nuisance. She's like, she stands in the middle of the road and goes into shops and yells. Do you know what, to get her on this podcast, I went into the town looking her and seen her. I swore I was in looking her, and I was walking down the shop beside, do you know where the salty shop is? And I just seen this big white robe, and I went, oh, fuck, her she is. And I started getting nervous, and she went into Poundland, and I walked in behind her, and I says, right on. And she turned around and goes, the Pope's a bender. I says, do you want to do a podcast? And then she was going, she started looking up and doing all this thing. And then she was like, yeah, I'm being told to do it. So we come up and done the podcast. And I actually got like loads of views. Like, a lot of people seen a different side there. But then here I noticed she was definitely different. She was very
calm down.
Yeah, mate. And she knew all about the cameras, the recording. Even when I went to the toilet and all, she was like, just wait, because I'm going to say this. But she's really off with the cameras. I think she plays up to them, to be honest.
Maybe a bit of an act in there too, like, yeah.
It does say, like, see if you type her name in on Google, it says she's an actor.
Is it?
Yeah, and I was like, I wonder if she's just a really good actor and has us all fooled. But she did say she was a lap dancer for the Gardaí, the Garda. She was a smoke crack, took all drugs, she was gay. She was a gay, dressing as a man. She was doing all these crazy things. And
what about the guy, singer, what do you call him?
Jarvis Pavis. I done this I done the podcast with him, so I thought we had a wee thing. Like, he's now my friend, because like when people you meet these people, you actually get to know them. I would see you as my friend now, and like if I bumped into you in the town, I would stop and have a conversation with you.
Yeah, of course.
But I bumped into Jarvis yesterday, and he was just like,
Who are you?
He was like, what the? I was like, Jarvis, it's me, it's Gavin. We've done our podcast with you. And he was like, ugh. I feel like our wee lad's very, I don't know. He's just very troubled.
I actually seen him in the town. Was that in the town yesterday? Not yesterday. Maybe the day before. I seen him too. I'd say he's the usual wee spot.
That's his wee hot spot, right?
Yeah. Facing office and all.
The bandstand.
I walked past and I just seen him and I didn't even say anything. But he looked up and he made eye contact with me, and his hair's ginger now. It's not black anymore. Uh-huh. And he went.
I was like, Jordan, what's crack? And he was just looking at me, and I was like, it's Cam. I don't know.
He gave me the old.
I took his picture. I got nearly over 100,000 views on my TikTok, and then I walked past him and he didn't recognize me.
That's what I got from him. He's fucking. He's in that town every day. Like, I feel like everyone on this island has seen him once in their lifetime.
I seen someone outside Peacocks when it was coming up to Halloween, standing outside singing, and I thought it was him, but apparently wasn't even him.
He doesn't like. Do you know the street performers? The guys that do the fucking handstands and
he
doesn't like all Emmons because they take the attention from him whenever he's singing. Like, everyone's crowded around watching Emmons do their flips and juggle the knives, and he's standing in the back. He doesn't like them. There's a wee territory thing goes on in that town where he wants that spot, but if another singer comes down before him, gets it, then that's you can't really go to the other side of the street, because if he's singing at that side and he's singing at that side, it doesn't work.
See, in Belfast, you can sing anywhere you want.
You can, but he thinks that's his spot. Like, there's another guy called John Gardaí. Have you seen him? He's the guy with the thick voice.
Yeah.
He's very, very, like a
he's very good, you know.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's black curly hair.
But I've seen some very, very good singers in Belfast.
There is, girls, especially in the town. There was a wee girl I heard. She was must have only been about 13 or 14. I just put a fiver in her hand. She was singing Alicia Keys. I was like, you know what? That's a tune. She deserves it. You know what I mean? See if you're good at singing, I will sort you out. Like, because it's nice to hear in your ears.
For my photography, I took a picture of some buskers as well, but some of them really, really good. It's very talented.
Yeah. Belfast is a very talented place for such a small city. And it's a lot of madness as well in there, but there's a lot of talented people that come out there, and people don't get enough recognition.
From last few years, I've seen loads of things, you know. People that, like myself, people doing photography, just some do other things, you know, just making interviews, doing interviews and some other things as well. Yeah. It's good, you know, good for the Belfast.
Any people try and collab with you?
Yeah, but
do you do it?
It depends. Like, you know, if somebody just say, like, you know, I want to collab, and if I say their followers are like 50, 60, only 50 followers, 60 followers, 100 followers.
Aye. I don't want that. They need you, but you don't need them. You know what I mean?
I got a message a few days ago. There was a girl, I won't say from where she's from. She wasn't from here. She was like, can we do a collab? I'm a model and this and that. And I thought maybe she must be a model. I didn't have a time that time to just view her profile.
Yeah.
I watched her profile only. Only 116 followers.
A model for dog food.
And I, you know, and I said, like, no, I'm not interested, you know.
She ratting, was she? That money out, money. She's not doing that well, like.
But if somebody have like at least what 10,000-15,000 followers, it's fine, you know. At least I get.
We're on 13.7,
which is good, you know. It's like you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Oh, simple as that, you know.
100%, that's the way right, it's worth your while doing, and you do it.
It took me nearly a year to build up this, you know, exactly. Platform, you know?
And see those people who are asking you to collab, that you're probably going to their profile and have only got two or three videos posted, or exactly. If even. Whereas your whole catalogue, you've built the follow.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Up by constantly putting out content, the same with Gavin, the same with the podcast, because there's been content and clips posted up, it gets a following. But people, especially nowadays, even with me when it comes to raps, or be somebody or text me, here, I have a wee beat for you, I want you to jump on this, and you're like, hold on a wee second, do you think just because you say, oh, I want you to do this, I'm gonna do this?
See,
you have to sort of show me that you're putting in the work too. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
See on the podcast as well, Ali, we get a lot of people asking, can they come on?
Yeah.
They don't really have a story or like anything.
Have to have something, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't know what to talk to them about. It's just people like to say, I've got a good story to tell on your podcast, but I was like, that story's going to last 5 minutes. Then I'm stuck with you for a fucking another hour. Yeah. What are we going to talk about? At least I've seen it on your page. I've seen all your stuff. I know there's enough for a podcast out of it. But a lot of people just want to get on to like perform their new song. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm getting fuck off from it. If I'm not going to bring someone on to promote them, they're not going to give a handout. If I feel like there's a good podcaster, I'll do it. If you talk all the podcasts that people asked you, you would be fucking doing a podcast every day just to suit them. And to be honest,
it doesn't make sense.
Not really appealing to people. Like,
as you said, like, you know, like, you know, you cannot approach, you cannot bring anyone in the here. But I don't mind to take a pictures while I'm in Belfast. I don't mind to meet anyone. But I don't want to meet especially, like, you know, like, if, like, only have like 50 followers, and like, can I take your pictures? Can we take my pictures? I want to meet you such day. I don't want to drive all the from Portland to Belfast just for meet one person. While I'm in Belfast, I don't mind.
It's not worth your while. To be realistic, it's not worth your while. You're not going to get anything really out of it. You're not going to gain anything out of
same
it.
Same with the businesses. Like, you know, they have to understand, like, you know, if that's your business, this is my business as well. I want to make a living out of it.
100%. Exactly. People just think, oh, it's going to take me 1 second, but it doesn't. You take the picture, I can't do it for free anymore.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's like with bookings, people want me to go and rap at all their birthdays or their events, but I'm going to do it for free because my time and my energy that I've put into writing them, and then you're going to perform them, then you're sacrificing your time you could have been spending doing with your family or anything, or doing other things, getting stuff sorted, because there's not enough hours in the day. Plus, you have your job, your 9-to-5 job on top of that.
Do you know what I mean?
How much do you charge an hour, Ali?
$150. Not that much. But just for a photo shoot, like, you know, but if you're a wedding, it depends, like, you know, how long is the wedding, from 800 to 1,000 pounds whole day.
That's all right. I think for my wedding, I think we could charge well more than that. Do you do the video one or just pictures?
No, just pictures. I'm a photographer. I do photography, but I have a guy, like, you know, he does the video.
Have you ever done any formals?
Yeah. A few of them, you know. I've got a few weddings from TikTok, actually. Like, you know, we've got a few bookings from TikTok.
You get a lot of weird people messaging on TikTok.
School texted me last night for the day of formal. As long as you're over 18.
Do you get much trolls?
Used to. Not anymore. But now I've got so many followers, people are like, don't bother with them. But it used to be a lot.
I noticed it a lot on TikTok. Because see, on TikTok, 90% of accounts are just fake names.
Exactly.
Like, no one actually puts their name to a TikTok
account. Stupid messages, you know.
Yeah. The biggest load of shit. They just run.
Have you ever got anybody trying to impersonate you, like making a fake page that's pretending to be you?
Not yet, because they can't. Because the thing is that what they're gonna do, they have to upload my videos, and like, you know, sometimes I go live on my account, so they can't go live from my account.
Somebody tried to do it to me yesterday, made a fake account saying Lambo Slice, pretending to be me, I just reported it the page. But if you have any common sense in it, Adji, you'll know that it's not me, like, you know what I mean. But it's just the fact that there's people out there. You have nothing better to do.
I don't know why they do it. Like,
than do that shit.
Stupid things.
It's weird, man. I don't understand it.
TikTok's so hard. Like, see people on TikTok. It's as if there's. Like, see, I'm serious.
In the nicest possible way.
But see when you come on the Instagram, it's as if everyone just gets smarter. No one writes stupid stuff. Exactly. Everyone's very PG of what they write, of these curve of what they write. See, as soon as you go on the TikTok, people just turn stupid. They're just standing.
Right. And no, same people have the two accounts, one on TikTok, one on Instagram. On Instagram, they pretend to be nice, and on TikTok, they pretend to be so bad.
100%.
It's mad the way them platforms work. Yeah. And see the trolling that goes on TikTok. It is fuck. To be fair, we don't get trolled as much, but I see it. I see. And it's these people, they're writing nasty comments.
Yeah.
And then when they write them comments, like, they're writing it off a fake page. But if you're gonna say something nasty to someone, At least have the balls to put your name to it and say
exactly.
It. Because then you would take it in the chin and go, right, well, fucking Ali says I'm a dickhead, so I must be a dickhead. But fucking user 16, name 1, 2, said I'm a dickhead.
You're not going to believe it, though.
At least have the balls to say it.
Exactly.
Have you had anyone being racist, do you?
Yeah.
In our city centre?
Not a city centre. Yeah, sometimes.
Do you? How do you deal with it?
I just walk past.
That's the best thing to do.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, smell them.
Because he's a pucky, you know.
Is that what they say?
Something like this, and that's a comment as well. Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Can I say something that we can cut out if it's racist? See, like near religion.
Yeah.
Do you word of that?
No, that's Hindu.
That's Hindu. What is it?
I think so. It's no, that's Hindu. They put the red dot here. Sorry. I think that means that you're married.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
So like a ring, basically.
Symbolizes
a ring.
I think so. If I'm not wrong, if there's something here, like here, and the girls have red thing, like we line here.
Aye, because you see the ones going there, right there, and that's right. Yeah.
Do the women wear red wedding dresses in your country?
It can be anything colorful.
Yeah.
Red, white. Green, anything.
Do you just wear two? The girl wear two dresses. One she gets married, and one to the after party.
We have like 2-3 parties, not just one party. One before marriage parties, like, you know, we call mehndi. All boys and girls dance and all that, you know.
So,
and then singing and all that. And after that, the marriage day, wedding day, actual wedding day. And then after that is after party day.
I'm sure bars hate to see Pakistani weddings coming because no one's buying beers.
The thing is that, to be honest, Pakistani weddings, I've covered Pakistani weddings like in a hotel here. Big crowd comes, like 500 people. But the way the Pakistani people spend the money on the decoration and stuff.
And the food, maybe.
You can't even imagine.
Just they would make the money that way instead
of
the drink.
Yeah, of course. You know that they book the for a whole big room, like
entertainment and stuff. Yeah,
you know, and then food. Of course, like, imagine like, you know, if normal wedding, I've covered a few weddings here as well. 50 people, 60 people. They have to cook for only 50 people.
Right.
Imagine if they have to cook for 500 people.
Suppose
it's completely different. Yeah.
And then you just buy juice. You just don't need a drink, don't you?
Oh, I Fanta's. No, you know what I mean?
Drink. You can live without drink, mate. Trust me.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I see when I drink. So I drink on a Saturday and I drink the fucking early hours. And see on a Sunday, mate, I do. I sit in there and be raging at myself. I single. I'm a fucking cockhead.
Same thing happened when I eat too much chocolate.
Yeah.
Like if I eat too many chocolates
but
tonight.
But you don't got a hangover from eating
chocolate.
No.
But see, next morning or maybe at night, I feel like so bad. Why that chocolate, you know?
But you want to do a shite now, do you? And you feel, see what way you feel. See, on a Sunday, mate, I lie and just like go, like, what the fuck am I doing in my life here? I'm just lying in bed, wasting a day.
Convert to Muslim.
We're doing it.
See, on like my hangovers, I swear to God, they'll go all day Sunday. Lingering there Monday and like near just just starting to like catch up and sleep on a Tuesday. And then it gets to Saturday again, I'm feeling fresh, and I'll be like, oh, I'd love a pint. And then you're just in that sick. Oh, do I need to break it? Because I'm stuck in that rut. I'm drinking like, every week, and it's fucking doing my head in. But I've stayed off it. I'm off it 2 weeks now, and I'm going to try and do the whole month of November.
And then drink?
Yeah, and then I'll speak to you about... Well,
the older,
we'll get Liam to do it.
The older I've been getting, the more the hangovers have been affecting me in a bad way. Like, I'm not a big drinker, but the past two weekends I've drank, and I'm like, whoa, fuck me! I don't feel myself. I don't find feel good.
Find a hobby, like, you know. Of course, if you're doing this podcast, you can might find any sport or something.
But see, when I'm out working, doing MCing at the at like say a rave or whatever, everyone's drinking. Everyone's
let them drink.
But then everyone's talking to me and they're all drunk, and it's hard to deal when you're the only sober one. Yeah. I just go, I'll have a drink too. And you
know
what I mean?
Same thing happened to me in taxi, you know?
You've never been drunk to know what, you sure you don't know what Guinness is?
I don't know, yes, exactly.
I mean? So it's
yeah.
different for us because, you know, fuck, and you don't know what a Guinness tastes like or like a pint of heart on a cold. Like a,
all I know what's a Coke all I know what's a Coke and Sprite taste like, you know?
I see a pint of beer, it does. Like, if I can try and describe the taste. It just tastes like happiness.
Creamy
like, just
pint
like,
of Guinness.
See, just having
like,
a pint sitting down with one of your mates, just having a wee yarn and a wee pint. It's whenever you're going in, and then you're going into the next day, he's drinking, and that's what fucks you up. I don't think there's anything wrong. Or I want, like, if I have a pint or two and then going home, but that doesn't work. See, if I have two
I think
pints,
it's when you mix your drinks too. Say you start off and you're having a couple of pints, and then you end up on the Vodka and Red Bulls or whatever. Like, it fucks your stomach up the next day too. Whereas if you had it just stuck to the one thing all night, you wouldn't feel maybe as bad as the day before, but it's easier said than done when one of your mates walk up to you and hand you a fucking drink, you know what I mean? I'm not about that life. I'm a pioneer. I'm a man of
I tell you a story, like what happened. See, that when I was sick in a hospital, doctor asked me, do you ever drink alcohol? I said, never touch alcohol in my life. Said, that's really good for you, good for your liver, that's why you're recovering very quick.
So if you were even a drinker on the weekends, that would have been bad for you then.
Because
yeah.
it's like, it's very, if, I don't know, like I'm not a doctor, but they said to me like, as you never drink in your life, that your liver is very like strong. Your liver is like a repairing mood. It's good in the repairing mood, you know. If you would be a drinker or something,
you would have been
hard.
Fucked.
You'd be fucked. So that's what I was thankful, like, you know, that I never drink.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
But you're allowed to curse still, aren't you? You can say fuck and all, like,
you know
what
I mean?
Well, not allowed to, but of course, you can still do it.
100%.
What, curse? You gotta curse.
So cricket's your number one sport. What's your second sport after cricket, if you had?
Hockey. Field hockey.
Jesus, do you go to Belfast Giants?
No, field hockey. No, that's ice hockey. Right. I used to play for Portadown hockey, but only for like a few years.
You know, like USC, MMA... Football, like good
soccer.
Sports, like.
Play soccer, no.
You know, he knows what football is.
I know what a football is, but no, not soccer, no.
Well, man, we're just wrapping up the army, so like we usually cut off now.
Do you have any shout outs for anybody? Do you have anyone you want to shout out or anything you have coming up?
As I mentioned earlier, I made my own podcast channel. It's called.
Tell the people there. Tell the people.
It's a Muslim.
No, it's just an Urdu podcast, you know, we just discuss about the problems or daily life problems, about the divorce, about the like, you know, mental health, about the social media life, between how the life going on between now and like 20 years ago.
Like stuff, everyday
like
challenges.
Dark web, you know, that's the stuff like that. So our channel called just Gossip, go_sip1.
I like that's good, man.
So you're paid for what you've done, mate. You've brought a lot of smiles to people's faces in our time.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. I love it. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I don't have time because I've, you know, like family and I have my own job. But I still have to find time, 2-3 hours, driving all the way from Portadown to Belfast, take a pictures and then go back, edit them. So while how I edit the pictures, I edit through my phone. So while I'm waiting for the customers at night, I edit the pictures or videos.
He's good. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're always using your time wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you don't
drink. You don't have no bad habits. So you're always on focus.
That's the hobbies, you know.
We need to both become millionaires, mate. So
I wish we both become millionaires.
Get out of that taxi and we'll.
I think if we convert the Muslim, the millionaire status is getting closer.
Because
you'll start spending a lot of dough.
You get married with a Muslim girl, Pakistani girl, you know.
I'm married to a few nice looking ones I've seen about.
You're already married?
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm single. Any nice Pakistani women out there?
But you have
to
become Muslim first, go to mosque, start praying, show your face to the mosque.
That's not a good place to meet a woman.
No. Show your face to the people. Look, my name is this, and I come to the mosque, and I want to
be a do Muslim. Do we rap for them, will I?
But here, see the way you rock up. See the way you rock up to the mosque. Like, could I rock up to the mosque like this?
Of course, I go to like this as well. Like,
is that all right? You don't have to wear any holy like clothes or anything. Like
holy clothes, they're just the clothes. It's from people wear it. From Arab people wear it. Like, you know, their tradition. You know, I never wear it. I don't have it.
Yeah. The priest that we interviewed last week, I thought he was going to come up in all the priest clothes, but he had a cap, black neck Air Max, grey hoodie.
His own life, you know. Like, you know, yeah, everybody have to enjoy their own life.
So
well,
that's what we say.
But I was good. I was happy to see it, just to know that they're not all like that. There's people that actually do what they want to do too. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah. Good.
Well, thank you for coming on, Ali, mate. You're a gentleman. No problem, I feel like I learned a lot there, mate. I learned a lot about like your religion and stuff, which I didn't even expect. I thought I was going to be talking about cameras for an hour.
Nah, it was good. No fair play to
you
as well.
It's good for me as well, like being you're like non-Muslim. You know, it's good for me, like, you know, I'm telling you something about the religion. You learn something new. I learned something new, you know.
And not just us. See, a lot of people, I can guarantee, that'll watch it will also learn a few new things too. 100%.
Good man, mate. Thank you.
Legend, bro.
Thank you very much, man.
Gentlemen.
Appreciate your time.
Thank
you. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.